We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're talking with Dr. Marjorie Artzer with K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. Oral health, the topic of our conversation here today, and how to maintain good oral health in your dogs and cats. And, you know, it's an important thing. Obviously, no one likes to deal with pain in their mouth, and our pets are no different than us. And I'm going to go back to the topic here of periodontal disease, and I know you had some more information you wanted to share before we took the break.
Sure. We talked about how to find it and for tooth fractures as well, but now we can talk about how to prevent it. And prevention for breaking their teeth is going to be providing them with appropriate things to chew on, probably the most important thing for our dogs. Sometimes they do traumatic things to their mouths that you can't prevent, but what you can prevent is by not offering them items that are too hard for them to chew on. And too hard is if there's no flexibility. So if it's rock hard, if it is solid, they can generate enough force with their chewing to break off those teeth. And so you should test all their chew items and make sure that they are bendable a little bit. And the Veterinary Oral Health Council is a good website to visit that has some great information about appropriate foods that are helpful in cleaning dogs' teeth that will aid in prevention of periodontal disease. And then also treats that might be helpful by cleaning off some of that dazed plaque that might be contributing to the periodontal disease, but also talking about inappropriate toys that are too hard. And so some examples of that are going to be bones and antlers are too hard. If you go to the pet store and it's this really hard nylon item, and you think, well, that might hurt if I chew on it, it's too hard for your pets to chew on. So we want to avoid giving them those things. We know they love some of those things to chew on, but then we just have to find something that's more appropriate. There are a whole variety of companies available and products out there, but you should be on the lookout because it didn't even say good for dental health in the marketing, but is way too hard to be offering.
You know, no one likes to have a family member, and a lot of people consider their pets part of the family, go in for surgery or anything like that. But you know, just kind of, if you could talk a little bit about the level of care that you have for the pets when they do come in, and how you comfort some of the pet owners knowing that they're in good hands.
Sure. So we're going to do a good physical exam when they arrive here at the Veterinary Health Center. We always do some preoperative blood work to make sure that there's no metabolic problems that we don't know about from a physical exam to make sure they're a good anesthetic candidate. We have a team of veterinary anesthesia and technicians that provide anesthesia for our pets, and they're closely monitored. There are three of us in the dental service providing routine and advanced dental care. The pets will be have their teeth probed, just like when you go to the dentist trying to look for periodontal disease. They'll have x-rays taken, just like when you go to the dentist to assess the teeth and the supporting bone around them. Because oftentimes our problems involve pain, our patients receive pain control at the hospital and then go home with pain control as well.
All right. Well, it's interesting. How does anesthesia in a pet work? Is it just the same as you and I? You just put a shot in and they go to sleep? Or how does that work?
Right. So they'll have an IV catheter placed. And this is so we can administer medication, but also give them fluid support so we can help maintain perfusion and blood pressure while they're anesthetized. They'll have their blood pressure and their oxygen level monitored. They'll have their heart rate and temperature monitored while they're anesthetized. They will be intubated. where a tube is placed in their trachea to give them oxygen and inhale the anesthetic. And that can be monitored very closely, so we can make sure that their procedure is as safe as possible for them.
All right. Treatment at home. Let's talk a little bit about that. So obviously, you want to prevent any issues from happening. You know, broken teeth. Obviously, any kind of gum disease, anything like that. It's hard for me to give my dog a bath very often. He doesn't like it. But right. Let alone brushing his teeth, I can't imagine that could be a daily thing. What is your recommendation for how often you should brush your teeth?
So daily toothbrushing is ideal. If you can do it every other day, that's great. Most dogs, many dogs can be acclimated to it. Just go slow, and that learning process is not just for your dogs, but for you as well. So you can get used to getting in the habit of doing it. And then what works best for you, how to hold the toothbrush and how to hold your pet. You can absolutely couple this with something that they really like. So if they, stand there to have their toothbrush, then they get a little treat. They get to go for a walk. They get pet. They get, brushed. Whatever they really like, you can put those two together so they are a little more willing to participate. There are pet toothpastes out there. You want to avoid toothpaste for people. But pet toothpastes are designed to taste good to them, so maybe they'll be a little more willing to participate and go slow. So most of the time we recommend, if you're a beginner, at least taking a thin washcloth or a piece of gauze and wrapping it around your finger and kind of wiping the lip side of their teeth. It doesn't have to be a really long time. You just wipe those lip sides and then offer them your treat, and then they're done. And then tomorrow, do the same. And then gradually, if you can work up to a toothbrush, that's fantastic. If you're finding that's just not possible for you or your pet, going back to that Veterinary Oral Health Council website gives you some options that can be used with toothbrushing or alone. They won't give you the same benefits as toothbrushing, but they will give you considerable benefits that will help improve your oral health over time. And those include things like diets and treats, and some water additives are on there as well that can be really quite helpful to reduce the inflammation of gingivitis.
All right. Well, you know, you mentioned having toothpaste that tastes good to them. Yeah, I know that's important in humans too. I'm curious, do they make a bacon-flavored toothpaste?
There are some that come chicken, beef, duck, vanilla mint, peanut butter. You have lots of choices.
Oh, boy, that sounds pretty good. I almost want to try it. Awesome. Well, you know, Dave and I, we're big bacon fans, so that's why I asked that question.
Right.
Anytime we can bring up that topic here on the conversation, we will try. If people have any questions, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys out there?
If you want to call the Veterinary Health Center, 785-532-5690, and you can ask for the dentistry service, myself, Dr. Winter, or Dr. Kaufman.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's always a pleasure to get an update from the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. We certainly appreciate Dr. Artzer, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.